Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What up?
Show for you. We got the 411 and all the celebrity and entertainment news as usual, but we can't really get to anything until we kind of hop on over to the East Coast, check in with the ATL. What's up, Atlanta?
What's poppin', y'all?
Hey, hey, hey.
Did you just, Frank just did Wakanda forever.
I did.
Well, Portia is still out breastfeeding. Stop thinking about it, Frank. And we, of course, got the lovely and talented Eva Marsteel sitting in. We love when Eva's here.
Hey, and, Portia misses everybody. I just talked to her.
We miss her, too. And later in the show, Frank and I had the chance to sit down with my very good friend, Daniel Francese, from Mean Girls. Now, this is going to make you feel old, but it's been 15 years since that movie premiered. So we're going to talk to him, and we have a ton of fun with him. And, of course, No Friday is complete without a little addition of
Thanksgiving with the Stars.
Frank, I know you're ready to pour some hot piping tea.
Hey, everyone. Cuffing season is over and the breakups have begun. Yes, it was fun to watch while it lasted.
Uh-oh.
But it looks like Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale landed in Splitsville.
Oh, you're so happy about that.
Well, I was happy until I found out that she might be looking for younger prey.
Younger than Pete Davidson?
Younger than Pete Davidson. Now, a source has been quoted saying that Pete and Kate got super serious very fast, but they've decided to slow things down a bit. Then another source said they're still friendly, but are not on romantic terms.
The real winner here is Pete Davidson. I mean, he is out here getting it popping. It's like he went to Olive Garden and had the tour of Tiddly.
I mean,
like, who would he get next?
Okay.
He's winning. He was offering up his breadstick for everybody. Here you go.
Well, y'all, it's time to talk about some shady business. Now, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the shocking news of Magic Johnson abruptly resigning as the president of the L.A. Lakers operations, right? Mm-hmm. So no one knew why. Well, now we know. So it's being reported that Magic was accidentally blind copied on several emails between Lakers co-owners Jeannie Buss and general manager Bob Pelinka dissing his performance with the team.
No!
Thursday, Magic tweeted, "The truth will always come to the light."
Yes, it will.
Ooh.
He said it something like that.
Now imagine, what would you do if there was an intercompany email and somebody from Dish Nation, one of the executive producers, James, said, you know, that Frank Kramer, his work ethic is just awful, and I mean, he's just pathetic. Would you resign or would you stay and
I'd
work
be like,
hard?
He gets me. We have a bond.
Think about it. We're talking about Magic. Magic doesn't need the money. So if you're not enjoying what you do and you think that the people around you are not also enjoying what you do,
right,
then let's not do this. Like, why not? Like,
but it's better to quit than be fired, though.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, he's Magic Johnson, so he'll never have to answer this question. But if he was a regular person and they say, so why did you leave your last job? And you have to say, well, because the owner said I was lazy. You know what I mean? Because then you don't want to tell your new employer. Well,
like
they obviously said you were lazy because there was something to that.
Right.
Literally, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
This is true.
And I think you'll definitely learn and grow from
it. Well, you know, there's this saying, fake it till you make it. But actress Blake Lively, she's a fashion icon as well. She took that expression to a whole other level because she faked it even after she made it. What am I talking about? Well, during an interview for InStyle magazine, she said, quote, I wore Forever 21 much longer than I admitted.
Most women do.
I just started saying it was vintage because I was so ashamed for it. No, I wear something called Forever 42. This shirt is from there, yes. But I don't think Blake's the only one out there faking it like that. I mean, I
think the original faker that came out and telling the truth about what they wore was Basic Instinct.
Sharon Stone, J. Crew.
Wearing the J. Crew or the Gap to the Oscars.
Yes, right. Ooh.
But why was she shamed for it?
That's my question.
I don't know. Why was she shamed for it? I mean, because she's rich and
but
she's
it's a testament to how dope Blake Lively is as a person. Like, she made, like, a cheap shirt look good. Because there are people who are spending a lot of money on outfits, and they look like total trash in
and
those
outfits. And that's the testament. It's a testament to how overpriced these clothes are, because you don't have to spend that much money to look good.
Also, I knew I had my I'm really getting old moment when I went in, because I used to love Forever 21, but here's how I knew I was getting old. They crank that music so loud when you're in there, or whatever it is, and I can't concentrate. I was like, I'm an old lady, because I was like, if they would turn the music down a little bit, I could look at stuff. It's driving me crazy. I couldn't focus.
They're trying to run your old ass up out of there.
Yes, I was like, I'll just head down the lane.
But they said forever 21 height and not forever 40.
God is trying to tell you something.
Heidi left because they didn't have a basket. Heidi's like, is there a basket for these clothes?
I don't want to carry everything over my arm.
She wore that motorized basket they had at Walmart.
Speak, Lord. Speak to me.
All right, Avengers fans, Endgame is finally out, and to celebrate, the Avengers put their names and their handprints in the cement at TCL's Chinese Theater.
I've always wanted to do that.
In Hollywood. You really think that's ever going to happen?
Oh, I've pretended every place I've ever owned, when we pour concrete for something, I do it. Every place we've ever done any
Me
work.
Too.
Me too. I'm like, that's if that's as close as I'm going to get, my handprints are there with my signature.
Are you kind of embarrassed when you go down there to put your handprints in, like, other people's handprints? Because you have monster hands.
Yes.
I want to see you go down to Chris Hemsworth's hands and his name, and I want you to look closely at his name, because when he first wrote it, he forgot the T in Hemsworth.
He forgot how to spell his own name?
Yes, he had to go back.
Oh, he is pretty.
He had to go back and squeeze the T in there.
Oh, my goodness.
At the end.
Maybe his real name is Chris Hemsworth. He had the T.
He's not even Thor. Maybe he's Thorn. And he forgot.
Like, I wonder how expensive it is to get that do-over.
I mean, how do you misspell your own
name?
Especially when you write it big in the beginning, and all of a sudden you realize you're running out of space.
But then you do that in, like, the third grade on the top of your paper, but then you learn, I gotta, you know.
Yeah.
Pay attention to how much room
Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, Thor, and Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner all put their names and their handprints down there.
And they
there.
All did theirs fine.
All did it fine.
That is embarrassing.
It's beyond embarrassing. I know his mom's like, really?
All your life you got it right. And you picked today?
The one time you really need to get it right.
Couldn't they just come out with that cement?
Well, it's still wet. Do it over.
A butter knife or something?
Trowel.
Yeah, the trowel. Come out and trowel it over. Do it again.
Such a lesbian. I got flannel on today and I'm going, yeah, it's a trowel.
Heidi the Builder.
Oh, my God.
Somebody Photoshop that, Heidi the Builder.
Well, speaking of Avengers Endgame, a lot of people are super hyped to see this flick, and you should be. A London woman by the name of Camilla Rose went to Twitter to share her boyfriend Cyril's rules for watching the movie with him, and is pretty out there. Listen, we will not be queuing to buy popcorn. Please make prior arrangements.
Oh.
You're not permitted to consume any food during the film, including end credits. You may quietly drink water, and I will not be moving to allow you to pass for a toilet break. Find an alternative route. You will not communicate with me during the trailers or duration of the film, including end credits. And here's the best part, y'all. In case of emergency relating to our son, I give you full authority to leave and take control. I'll join you after the film, including end credits.
Oh, my God.
So this guy's really about that Avengers life.
Oh, sincerely. Yeah. And he's definitely not trying to get, like, Dad of the Year or Boyfriend
of the
Year.
Well, and also, he's not trying to become a husband either, because you see that and you're like, this is going to be my whole life.
Yeah, he's filming Relationship Endgame.
Now, I think it's rude. I don't like the part when he said he would not allow her to pass, baby, for a toilet break, honey. That's not cute.
Well, you can go to the other direction, though.
If I have to crawl over 17 people to go that way so I don't have to crawl over one, my boyfriend, to go this
Thank
way,
you.
Come on, please.
But speaking of the bathroom break, they said after the film that they will have a 30-minute debrief session followed by a period of quiet personal reflection.
I'm about to debrief because I've got to eat.
And
yeah, right. I got to remove debriefs.
After the break, are you thirsty? Well, we're going thirst trapping, baby, with the stars coming right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Guess what?
What?
It's Friday, so that means it's time for
Thirst Trapping.
Millie Rock one time for that one. Anyway, this is where we take a look at some recent celebrity posts on social media to see if they're thirst trapping us or not. So let's get right to it. Now, first out the gate, we got the beautiful Halle Berry, who posted this pic to the gram with the caption, "It's been a really long day, but still making time for self-care Sunday with my bubble bath." You think she thirst trapping or not?
Yeah, she thirst trapped. Yes, she is. First of all, she don't have that many bubbles in the tub, and her tub is not cute. We used to Halle Berry, honey, being naked. She thirst trapped.
Now, Gary, I don't expect you to understand this, though, bro, but even with clothes on, Halle Berry is thirst trapping at all times. Like,
every post that she does is thirst trapping because we all want to comment on how beautiful she is. She can't
help it. She's beautiful, and she's sexy, but this is such an effortless situation. And remember, she has on a bonnet. Like, she's not trying to thirst trap at all.
I don't think she's showing either. She's not showing any part of her body. She's just in the tub covering up, actually.
This is like the kind of bubble bath that when your mom didn't really have bubble bath, but dishwashing liquid in there.
Now, moving on, we got Blackish star Tracee Ellis Ross, who posted this video to the gram, dancing to the latest song by Lizzo. Take a look.
She thirst trapping. Hell, she's trying to make her breast clap.
Yeah, I saw that. Even the choice of bikini, the leopard print is a thirst trap.
Yeah. Not at all.
She be thirst trapping low key. She knows what she be doing.
She's just having a good time on her Instagram.
She opened up her legs. That was tacky.
Oh, God. You open up yours.
That's different.
Well, finally, somebody from the movie Avengers Endgame might be trying to thirst trap us, or maybe thirst snap if you look at it right. Yeah, ladies, it's Josh Brolin, a.k.a. Thanos, and he posted this pic with the caption, "Before the armor, a shower, washing Avengers scum off. Hashtag powerlifting, Ant-Man squish, April 26th, spoiler."
Oh, whoa. Mm. Oh,
thirst trapping or not?
If you show bare ass thirst on the gram, you're thirst trapping, right?
I agree with that, yes.
For who? For Pride?
For you,
Week?
Gary. This one's for you. All you, baby.
He got to turn around then, honey, because then he thirst trapping.
You ain't trying to see his end game?
I'm allergic.
Well, the fun continues with Dish Double Tap. This week, we have Instagram stars Matt Cutsall and Arielle Vandenberg, and in this video, they show us that they suffer through something, well, many of us can relate to. Take a look.
It's so hot. What kind of idiot wears a beanie in 90-degree weather?
Whew. Me?
Let's go ahead and blast this AC.
You're doing this again?
We woke up in a kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we'd be all night.
I need to get my Freon refilled. No, really blow that.
Right?
Seriously.
My goodness.
That was Beyonce and Mariah's fan together.
Like, what are you doing?
So if you're making people laugh on social media, you need to upload your videos and make sure you hashtag Dish Double Tap, and you might just see yourself on this very segment of Dish Nation.
Well, up next, Heidi and Frank talk to star of the iconic movie Mean Girls, Daniel Franzese, about the movie's 15-year anniversary. Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I'm really excited for our guest today because this Tuesday, April 30th, is the 15th. Yes, it's been 15 years since Mean Girls premiered. And who is sitting with us? My good friend, Daniel Franzese.
Hello, everybody.
He is in Zebra. He is in Edward. Yes.
As it's in Sam, he is in Edward. Write it down.
Daniel, you were on the show about 5 years ago to celebrate the 10-year anniversary. So how's it feel now to hear 15 years?
Older.
I mean, not so much Mean Girls, you're Golden Girls now.
I hear it every day. It's no different.
Of the Golden Girls, which Golden Girl are you? You're Blanche Devereaux.
I am Dorothy with a Blanche Rising.
So the big deal now is doing reboots and such. So if they want to do a reboot of Mean Girls, you down, like Meaner Girls?
Yeah, like make me a dad. Do not exclude me. I need to be in the, me and my accountant need to be a part of this project. When this happens.
So you got Mean Girls, Meanest Girls, even do the prequel, Bitch Babies. there's so much money to be made here.
Really?
It's true.
So I guess there's a special show happening next Tuesday for the anniversary of the movie in New York.
Comic Strip Live. Yeah? I'm so excited. The legendary Comic Strip Live presented by Gladys Simon. I'm doing an awesome a show there for the 15th anniversary. Rajiv, who plays Kevin G, is going to be there. Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, nice.
Comedians like Emma Williams, Nikki Paris, all going to be there. It's going to be such a great show. I'm really excited.
All right, before you go, Daniel, we have a game for you. It's Mean Girls Scramble.
Yes, I love eggs.
It'll be Daniel versus Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
And we will mix up some letters, but all the names and phrases will be obviously associated with the movie Mean Girls. Sure. That'd be stupid if it was.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. So whoever guesses first wins.
Okay. You'll
look at the monitor over here.
Okay.
A mixed, jumbled word will appear on the screen.
Oh, come
on. So what is that phrase from Mean Girls?
I think it's spelt right. It's just oof, te, go, function. No. You don't know it? I know it.
All right, what is it?
To get a function.
To get a function!
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
1 point, Daniel.
Damn it.
All right, Heidi, come on.
You got this.
Second word in Mean Girls Scrabble. Here we go.
Boom. I don't even want to say that. I feel like I'm going to get something from the FCC.
God, why am I horrible at this right now?
No, I know it.
All right, what is it?
Plastics.
Yes! Okay. 2-0, Heidi.
Wow, not surprised.
All right. Third word in Mean Girls Scrabble. Here we go.
What? That I'm also
going to... That
gonna
is so fetch!
Yes.
Right. Stop trying to make that happen, Heidi.
All right. Final word. Daniel gets it. He wins. Mm. You get it. It's
this,
a tie.
This one's worth 10 points.
Yes, this is worth 10 points. Here we go. Final word. Mean Girls Scrabble. Here you go. Boom.
I don't even know what that is. Wait. The theirs is tricking us. It's not even that. Oh, I know it.
What is it?
She doesn't even go here. That was a tie.
All right.
We sang that in unison.
Yeah.
It was almost.
You should have put your hoodie up.
I should have done it in harmony.
I can't. I'd screw it up. I tell you, we try to sing
don't
harmony.
Don't be a mean girl. Let him win, all right? There we go. Thank you so much for coming by, Daniel.
Dude, I love being here.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Everby. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I guess this burglar thought he was Santa Claus, because a man got caught trying to shimmy his way down an Oklahoma business chimney, allegedly to burglarize the place, but ended up getting stuck in the chimney for hours.
Oh.
Y'all, take a look.
This chimney here is only about 16 inches wide. Now, that man wedged himself down there and got stuck for 9 hours. But this wasn't Santa. Her boss was the one who found the man.
Well, he came in this morning and he heard a whining and crying noise, and at first I thought it was a pigeon, because we get pigeons stuck in there all the time. He's like, so I listened closely and I heard help. So he's like, that's whenever I left.
Man, white guys are so crazy.
What?
And I totally thought it was one of y'all this time,
exactly.
Man. I was so disappointed when they pulled him out of that chimney.
That woman was being sarcastic. She said she thought it was a pigeon.
Wasn't Santa Claus really a breaking and entering type of guy from the beginning? I mean, he was putting stuff there, but that's still illegal.
If the legend of Santa Claus started in Atlanta or Chicago, it would have been grand opening, grand closing. Like, yeah. His suit was white originally, now it's red.
Ho, ho, ho. It would have been Shiva. Bitch, who you calling? Ho! Get out of here!
Like, how many different versions of prayers you think he was saying, Brad?
At least five.
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Yeah, please open it on barbecue and on the light on marshmallows. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, Lord. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.